This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We're back with more of Sabres Live. Presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
No guest ever has hated the lead-in that says, you were right. And that's what we say to Shayna Goldman as we welcome her in for her Friday installment on Sabres Live. You were right. Ovi got the record against the Islanders. Who else could it have been, Shayna?
I know, right? It's only fitting. I think I predicted the wrong Islander game, but we don't have to talk about that. But yes, I did get it. Indeed, I got it. And it was super fun to see the way he scored it, the discourse around it. I was told people wouldn't watch this game because it was on a 12:30. Who knew they would?
Yeah, well, the 12:30 worked out really good because it is like prime time in Europe and everybody watching, you're trying to build a game. I felt like this was early. Like there was a point where I started to question, will he do it this year? And then he scored against the Sabres in an 8-5 loss, by the way. And then it just was goal after goal after goal after goal. Do you think he gets to 1,000 now? Like, do you think he plays another 3 years and gets to 1,000?
No, I don't. Oh. I think that would be super fun. I definitely think he's going to play another year, and I think he could see where he is after that because, like, he made history. He doesn't have to do much more. It's a record we never thought we would see broken, and it was by him, and I don't think it's going to be for a long time because I'm sure next year at this rate, you know, he could score another 40. I think that's the part that isn't getting talked about enough. This is his, what, 14th 40-goal season. If there weren't stoppages a couple of times, he probably would have cracked that number even more often. That is incredible to still be doing.
Mm-hmm. It really is. I think I agree. I think we've crushed these numbers so many times over, but the fact that he's going to end this year at a goals per game rate that is identical to what he did as a 20-year-old in the league.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Does he have a playoff encore in him this year?
Well, wouldn't that be fun, right? I don't think it's all of a sudden he hit the record and he's going to fall apart. Like, I don't think that at all with this team. I do think if they fall into a Montreal matchup, like, that is going to be tougher than maybe they anticipated because Montreal has nothing to lose and the Capitals have a lot more. But I would be surprised if all of a sudden it's like, all right, the scoring dries up. I think he's going to be very good. And I think that matchup would be favorable for him too because their defensive issues, especially on the penalty kill.
Okay, so the Washington Capitals, Ovechkin breaks the record against the New York Islanders. It was great. The New York Islanders won the game, and Ilya Sorokin can laugh about it. Now, Sorokin's hurt. So last night, they play host to the New York Rangers, and they play Magnus Högberg in net, and it's 6-2 in the third period for the New York Rangers. And Patrick Roy decides, you know what? I'm going to put this young kid, you know, like he's a goalie that played in the East Coast Hockey League most of the season, you know, played 4 games in the American League this year. He played in the East Coast 2 years ago. And let's give him a look. Let's put him in the net. He goes in the net for 4.5 minutes, gives up a goal on 2 shots, and then he pulls him again. Like, what the heck was that all about with Patrick Waugh and the, I'm going to say, the mistreatment of this young kid getting his first NHL action just to be pulled after 4 minutes and giving up a goal on 2 shots. Like, it was awful, awful. I know he said, my bad, not my best decision ever, but that was just the worst thing Patrick Waugh could have done.
Yeah. See, my take on the whole thing is, like, I do like the idea of giving the starter a reset mid-game, right? It's a way to, like, pace out the game and say, go on the bench, collect yourself for 5 minutes, and go back in. But you need to preface it that way to the second goalie if that's what you're doing. And that's not what the intention was in this situation,
well,
right?
Not in a 6-2 game. If you're going to do that, because maybe you start the game 2-0 and you're like, hey, let me give him a break. I'll put you back in after and get a reset. But 6-2 in the third, it was garbage time. It was just like, let the kid get some time.
Yeah, and if you're going to throw him in that situation, I don't think you can give him the hook, because most of those goals aren't going to be on him. You look at how disastrous that defense was playing last night, right? Against a team like the Rangers, who is not good. Like, it was the wrong situation. It was the wrong everything. Maybe he shouldn't have put him in at all because he wasn't prepared for the moment, right? And while you might be saying, yeah, but at least he got an opportunity and he got NHL action, at what expense sometimes? You don't want to kill someone's confidence before it even begins. I think that if they thought, okay, this is just a reset, you have to warn the goalie, because then it doesn't matter what you do. Just go in there and take some time up is one thing, but that wasn't it here. So the way it was handled was all wrong. And if anybody should have gotten it right, you would think if anybody can get in the mind of a goaltender, it will be a former goaltender.
Especially when it comes to getting pulled. Like, we all know that he was upset with Mario Tremblay years ago in Montreal when he got pulled late and he thought it was embarrassing. He should know what is embarrassing, and he just embarrassed a young kid who was playing in his first NHL minutes, and just brutal. But anyway, go ahead, Duffer. I'm mad. I'm upset at Patrick right now.
I'm upset at Patrick for a million reasons this season. There's so much wrong with that team. I'm upset with Patrick. I'm upset with Lou. I am upset with ownership. That entire franchise needs a reset beyond belief.
Could Dr. Waugh be sued for malpractice after last night?
I like how he addressed himself in the third person when they talked about Sorokin's injury. He says, Dr. Waugh is not a specialist in that department or something. Like, come on.
Ridiculous.
That to me is like, is that the attempt of, like, you know, like the Tortsian move of, like, let me put the attention on myself so it's not on my terrible hockey team? And it's like, no, you didn't do it enough there for me.
All right, you're fired up. Marty's fired up. Shayna, the Sabres have 4 games to go here in the regular season, and our audience has ongoing questions. You know, what's it going to look like next year? Marty's been focused on opening night next year. And yeah, the cap's going up, and, you know, most people feel like, you know, there's room for everybody to do their business, take care of what they need to. What do you see when you look at the Sabres roster, and what do you project with, whether it's one guy or a couple of guys that may need an extension or maybe heading into RFA here? Like, how different is it going to look? Like, is like a JJ Paterka salary going to make him an absolute top line player based on salary next year? Is Tuck going to vault into a different stratosphere based on this year? Like, what are your kind of go-to spots on this Sabres roster right now?
It's tough to say because we don't know what things are going to look like in this cap world, right? Like, and I know everybody's saying the superstars are going to benefit the most because, look, Connor McDavid can make $20 million, and I just don't see that happening. I could see the $60 million. I don't see the $20 million. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I think it's going to be that middle class that really does benefit the most, but I think it's going to be interesting once the market gets set. If I'm the Sabres, I start working before that happens because you want to keep things as efficient as possible so you can spend elsewhere. The Alex Tuck situation, you have another year. I am not touching that yet if I'm the Sabres. I would give him another year and see how it goes, because I think you need to start thinking about the long term. And sometimes teams jump a little too early with players in their 20s and say, well, we're going to get him at a discount. Are you going to get him at a discount? Do you know that for sure? Do you know the cap is going to keep going up with what everything in this world? I just would hold off there and focus on the right now first. My top priority would be JJ Paterka, because to me, he is the best and most valuable RFA they have.
More than Byram?
I think so, just for where the Sabres are, because they have two other really good left-handed defensemen. I do like Byram a lot, and I would definitely try to get this done before free agency starts, because if I'm another team right now and I'm looking at the St. Louis Blues, I'm going, oh, wow, we have offer sheets and we should start using them. Who knew they would work? And I think the best target.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's a team that is that has two key RFAs, right? Because you can play this game that the Blues did with the Oilers and go after both or pressure them into this situation. So I'm looking at guys like Will Cooley, if I'm the Sabres, to try to get him away from the Rangers because they have K'Andre Miller already, right? Mm-hmm. They have two players to deal with. So, and if I'm the Sabres, you see the pressure that another team could put on them with Byram and Paterka, that I would be jumping at the chance to get that settled first, especially if, you know, there might be questions. Should they trade Byram, right? We heard it at the deadline. Do they need another lefty? Sign him and then figure it out. I think that's the move there. I think that's the more valuable play. But Paterka is my priority, and I would be offering him something like 6x6. You know, nothing too crazy yet. It's slightly above his market value, which right now is $5.3 million. Last year, if he was a free agent, Evolving Hockey projected a $5.3 million cap hit over 6 years. I bring it up a little and start at 6x6. And if you go to that $7 million range, I don't think it's a problem in this day and age and this cap world. But you do it before those other market prices start coming in.
If you're going to go more $7 million range, would you go max 8 years?
If I'm Paterka, I say no to that. I say I would only want 5 or 6 years because there's another opportunity to get a big contract and you have no idea how things are going to look. So I don't know if he goes for it. And I don't think that should be the backbreaking point for the Sabres because 7 or 8 years, you know, how is everything going to look? They should be able to swing that then. So who knows?
And you said tuck, you wait. I said tuck July 1. You got to have that extension. So, do you like if Tuck goes in next year and scores another 35 goals season and does it on a line where he's not playing with Tage Thompson anymore? Do you think that the value would jump way more than if you were to get him signed on July 1, or it would be very similar because you know what Alex Tuck is at this moment?
I still think it would be similar because no matter what, this contract's carrying into his 30s, right? And players decline into their 30s at different rates, and you don't know how that's going to go. And that uncertainty is the one thing that would hold me back a little. The other thing is, if I'm the Sabres, and this is no offense to Alex Tuck, I think he's a very good player. If you're a contending team, he is not your number one winger. I think Paterka can jump over him, but I would still want someone in that range, right? That 1-2 punch up there, and then Tuck is your 2 or 3 guy. So I would be looking for that first and foremost and then figure out all the pieces around that. Because if his role changes a bit, like you said, say he's a second line winger doing this without Tage Thompson, which maybe that's going to be the best landing spot for him. Maybe that gives you the most balance. you know, where does he fit into things in the long run? That's just how I would look at it. I don't think it's necessarily a bad move to extend him now, especially if they think that they could do it on a discount, but maybe early season. That should be the focus, right?
So when we talk to you next week, Friday, the NHL regular season will be over.
We're talking Wednesday.
Huh? What's Wednesday. That? We're going to talk to you Wednesday?
We're talking Wednesday.
Oh, we'll see. Well, it will be over. But still, next week we'll talk Wednesday. Okay. Well, see people tune in on Wednesday next week to see Shayna. So my roster for next year looks like Norris and Thompson with player X on the wing. And then you have McLeod, Quinn, Peterka together and Kulik, Tuck, and Zucker together. So there's your top nine. Who is that player X that you can see play with Norris or and Thompson? And if you don't have a name, then I'm going to say next Wednesday, I want you to do your homework and say, who would that player X be?
Okay, I don't have one, a perfect fit, because today I was focusing on looking at restricted free agents.
Yeah.
I would be, if I'm the Sabres, playing this aggressive and going for the young guns, right? Don't go for that 28-year-old in free agency or that 30-year-old. Go for that young guy with those picks that you've accumulated over the years. And look at a Nyes, and look at a Will Cooley, and even you could throw it at a Vilardi. Why not, right? Like, go for the – I don't think you need to go the top tier of restricted free agents and give up a million draft picks, right? I would try to be looking at that second tier. So I'd be looking at guys like Cooley and Nyes, because I think that both teams are going to be in bind.
Stealing Matthew Nyes from the Leafs would be nice.
Yeah, it would.
That would
we'll
be very
nice. We'll see twice next week then, right, Shayna?
I mean, I think we're only going once, but like, listen, we can work it out.
Don't right. push your luck, Duffer.
Thank you for this. Have a great weekend.
Thanks for having me.
Shayna Goldman from The Athletic will wrap up Sabres Live after this.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.